It's the end of the month. Time for some sick hardcore music. It's time for the Sickest Squad. Motherfuckers.
Okay, so again. I want to say again, one more time. So it's time for the first release, it's the new Hunger Beats album. It's not exactly how we expected it to be. Like, we expected more Frenchcore, but it's kind of really hardcore. We selected two tracks. It's 180 BPM and the other one is 211. So we're gonna listen to Execution, Celestial Devastation, and Your Time Has Passed.
As it's rain.
We'll be right back.
travel has not yet been invented. But 30 years from now, it will have been.
Yo. So this was the new Hungry Beats album, but we're gonna talk with them, straight to them later, yeah, in the guest time. So now it's time, like usual, for the crossbeat part, crossbreed release of the night.
I love that.
You already got it?
Oh, just a sec.
You already got it? It's the Prospect Revolution 003.
Yeah, got it.
That is nice, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, because it's a 5 remix.
Yeah.
And which one you prefer, man?
Me, personally, I choose the low roller one.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, the low roller one sounds good. Yeah, you know.
I know all the tracks, but I don't know the which one is whose. And but I love the whole EP. And you know, Akira is my brother, man.
Yeah, I know, man. I know him since a long time even, too.
Yeah. So, but yeah. I love low roller shit.
Yeah, I know. We always talk about him. His
album.
We are not every time talking about him only because he's Italian. Because he's a good producer. You know, that's the point. That's the point.
He's working really good in last time.
Okay, but what are you going to play?
Yeah, we selected only the low roller remix because, you know, we got too many releases tonight. But yeah, this EP is composed from remix by Akira, Low Roller, Ku, The Skull Vomit, and Induster.
Yeah.
But yeah, we selected only the low roller remix. So let's listen that.
Enjoy.
Fallen Sons. Steady, until we turn it. Ain't no card, particle, or anything, but it's the
time for pasta with snare.
It's
always time for
pasta. It's always time for pasta with snare.
If
I
you
love
get
it.
Hungry, it's time for pasta it's with snare. Especially
hungry beats. Yeah.
Hey, you got a hungry beat. Pasta with snare.
With pasta with snare.
Oh, God. Oh. So, like every month, it's time for a mouth data. Mouth 24 by Chaos and Giant. It's four tracks. It's composed of four tracks. We're gonna listen one track. It's 180 BPM in pure industrial style. It's time for Perpetual Odyssey.
Flesh from everything that is innocent.
We are back. It's time to get back to the fucking motherfucking Italy. It's time for R90940. Now it's time for Prototype Hardcore versus Subversion. So we're gonna listen. Give me more fucking bass.
Questa è la sweet melody and sound. Caia nuo, amati. The last thing we have a chill. Capato we say, party party all night. Man, eh. All of the girls them soon just broke out and one but. Caia done nuo say we say, man, man, man. Give me more treble, give me more bass. Listen, massive on the bass.
Okay.
Yeah,
we are back. So this was Prototype Hardcore with Subversion with Gimme More Bass. The fuck, I'm at the fucking. Yeah, so that's that. We keep staying in Italy for the label. It's safe for Noistorm 64. You know, it's this thrust bass label.
Yeah.
Yeah, we released a lot of tracks on that. But now it's time for a French release on that label. It's time for Psycho with Roasting. So it looks like, yeah, it's time for Italy night tonight, yeah.
Again?
Yeah, again and again and again. Yeah. You forget we are from Italy.
Yeah,
we are fucking Italy.
Are from Italy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, maybe.
The Italy squad.
Yeah, fucking sick Italy squad. Yeah, it's time now, it's time. Last time, you guys asked us,
I don't know if you remind me, man,
if we can suggest a new talent from somewhere.
Yeah.
And I was talking about Mindtrax. It's the brother of my friend.
Yeah.
And he's a really good producer. I'm not talking about him because he's the brother of a friend. He's one of the best newcomers.
Okay.
So and you can listen it, man. For sure you like it.
So now it's time for his release on the fucking Shit and Noise Art 19. It's time to listen Mindtrax with Berserk. We'll be right back.
maximum speed.
The Mind Tracks from Saronno. Saronno, you know, Amaretto from Saronno.
Not Italy, Saronno.
It's a fucking Saronno, where I live. Yeah, hey, it's, like I was talking to you, like it's like that young, but it's fucking motherfucking. Yeah,
it sounds
hardcore.
Great, man.
Yeah, but yeah. It's like.
It works with compression. Yeah.
The point really is, normally when you're that young, you don't give a fuck about that shit.
No.
But yeah, he does. So it's good.
He knows his way. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. He has only to grow up on the fucking high quality music. But yeah, that's the right way. But now it's time to get back to the fucking France. And it's time for the Speed Freak. He's the godfather of the one of the godfathers of the French girl.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. It's time for the Psychic Genocide 14. It's composed by three famous tracks, Refixed and Remixed.
Yeah, it's a PKJRX.
With every time the fucking high quality technique of the Speed Freak. So we're gonna listen, Jesus Was a Mutant.
Thank you.
Hi there. I'll restrain my overwhelming urge to kill you long enough to choke out another sentence or two. How's that? You got me burning like fire. Okay.
Mom always said not to play with fire, but I hate my mom. You got me burning like fire. Oh, look, I still have my matches. Let me fix that. Burn, baby, burn. So that's what that smells like. Yeah, that's what they all say. God, make it so damn fun.
Fire for Jesus! Oh my God, they're all burning! Everyone's on fire!
You don't fuck with the Jesus, man!
You gotta be fucking kidding.
Fucking eat shit! Fucking eat shit, motherfucker!
That other media.
that good?
Old people burning, old people burning. Old people burning, old people burning. What? What? You got a problem with this? Maybe I should kick you in the face with my fist.
Oh, okay. We are back. Yeah, always back. So, Speed Freak. This was Speed Freak on PKG X14. Now it's time for the news.
Vai in camera tua subito!
Ma che cosa ha fatto?
Ha scatenato una guerra, ecco cosa ha fatto!
Oh, per l'amor del cielo, Steven! Cos'ha?
We are sorry to interrupt your daily program, but we have a breaking news. The Six Selecta is on Thunderdome Radio. I repeat, the Six Selecta is on Thunderdome Radio. It's getting presented by the Sickest Squad. Be aware, run as fast as you can out of there. It's gonna be hell. People is gonna die. There's gonna be the storm. Everyone is gonna come. Oh my god!
Oh my god! Okay, so now it's time to talk about us. We always talk about the others, but it's time to talk about us. We just refixed our YouTube channels, but not like usual. We also uploaded unreleased version of the tracks you loved in the past, like Ready to Party, like Check at the Sound, like even the Sick DJ Teen tracks we made before the Sick Squad burning. So now. We're gonna listen, Check Out the Sound, the first version you never listened before. And don't forget to subscribe our channel, youtube.com/thesickestcode, one word.
The DJ accepts no responsibility for the next record. DJ.
Stop using that fucking dildo and start masturbating with this sick selector. This is gonna give you the pure orgasm you're always looking for. Come get some squirt on the sick selector.
Come get some squirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
So one time I wrote this phrase on Facebook was come get some squirt on face on the sick selector, and one friend of mine from UK, drum and bass guy, they say, guy, you fucking insane what you're writing on the fucking face. We say, come on, it's a fucking jingle, you know. It was so crazy.
Sometimes people take shit much too seriously.
Yeah, but
you know that, right?
Don't take me serious. So yeah, welcome guys, welcome to the Hungry Beats on Thunderdome Radio.
Yeah! Hungry Beats in the house. I heard these guys coming from Czechia, from Prague, right?
Yeah. Someone they call like vodka killer.
You know, we got this girl, she's coming here a lot of times. She's also called vodka killer, man. Trust me.
We want to
Wendy,
meet her.
Wendy vodka killer. You better check that shit on fucking Facebook. Wendy vodka killer.
I want to meet her. Maybe it's the woman of my life.
Dude, she drinks like a motherfucker. And she pretty too, by the way.
Yeah? Okay, I want to make a vodka contest with her.
Yeah, vodka contest. I'm sorry, bro. You lose.
I never lose.
I swear. Competition.
If you're listening to Thunderdome Radio, yeah, come over here and bring a couple bottle of vodka.
Wendy, give me a call.
So welcome guys, we are really happy to get you here.
Yes,
really. Yeah, really happy. And so we make like three questions to you because the time is so short tonight. So let me know why and when was born the project Hungry Beats.
Oh yeah, it's very long story, but it's about 10 years ago. We met in one Czech sound system. It was, you know, free techno. But yeah, about Hungry Beats, we can speak about 3 years ago. It's about, we started to make tracks together. Yeah, it's like, we know a long time, you know, so...
Yeah, but it's not that long time that we know that name, but in 3 years you've grown up a lot.
Yeah, we started to make a tracks together.
Yeah.
And before that you were both separate artists, right?
Yeah. We make tracks.
First track was Trapcore.
Yes.
Crazy is our name.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah,
so first you made some different records and then you hooked up with each other. You guys knew each other already, but then after a couple of years, or 3 years ago actually, you decided to make some records together.
Yeah. I really like tracks, from Philip. So we meet, it's so nice to make a tracks together.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you share the same angle, right?
I mean, it's like if you
it's like that, yeah.
But yeah. You know themselves from long time, yeah. Your friends from long time. Like, yeah. It always work like this. Like, friendship that became business, but it's not business. It's like creating something together.
Well, if you are hooked on music and you know each other for a long time, and you know each other's music, then you know each other's music, and then you can work with it, bring it to the next level.
Yeah,
if you combine those two forces, it's, you know, like some crazy shit can happen.
Yeah, it's like sharing feelings. You know? That's the point. But it's not always.
You guys at the same level, you know. Sometimes you can be here, sometimes you can be there, but
it doesn't work like that. It has to be at the same level. That's the point.
Yeah, yeah. You put together two different styles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Into one style. Yeah.
Nice.
But the second question is. Okay, we expected like a Hungry Beats Frenchcore album on Psychic Genocide or whatever, audiogenic we call that shit,
yeah?
But it's not that. It's not it's a new sound. It's like in the team version of Hungry Beat, yeah? Why?
Yeah. You know, we're not focused only for Frenchcore. We like also hardcore, industrial, a lot of styles, yeah. So yeah, I think it was 1 year ago in a Footworks party, we play before Matthew Thiem. He heard our tracks and he told me, hey guys, I like your stuff, send me some tracks. It was 4 or 5 tracks. Yeah, and now, and from this starts that album, because we don't have a lot of tracks to make all album, but this is just like a point from,
that's the point, it's right. When someone, it's not, you don't have to be only French, I think. It's like every good hardcore and not hardcore artist don't have to be concentrated on only one style. It's like if you make only French, it's only French, and then the people get bored. We already talked about that shit, I think, long time ago, but yeah.
There's a lot of, some people don't understand that it's not like you have a switch button. Can say from, all right, man, I only make Frenchcore and today. No, you know, if you're a creative spirit, you like to make different things. It's nothing that can hold you back. Maybe one day you are inspired by a certain sound that doesn't have to be hardcore. Maybe it's a reggae track or pop track or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
it depends how you feel. I think artist is someone that get out his emotions. So it doesn't matter if it's like Sick Squad or whatever, someone else. It's like if you produce hardcore and you want to make a Frenchcore, crossbreed, whatever you want, you have to do that shit.
Yeah.
But
the way you're speaking right now, do you guys have the feeling that the audience that is really into the Frenchcore, do you have the feeling that the audience sometimes is a little bit too strict and maybe want to give you want to make those borders for
you? Borders, it depends on a party, on a, you know, everywhere it's a little bit different. Yeah, but we saw a lot of times that people want strictly one style and industrial or hardcore not works on a party where works Frenchcore or we really see the borders. Yeah, but I think it's not about it. It's about some fusion.
Yeah.
To some fusion with it's a new sound, you know. It's about it's not about only Frenchcore or hardcore or gabber or industrial.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's about to split something together.
Yeah.
It works or not. It's
Right reply is, we don't give a fuck what you want, motherfuckers. Yeah. I make my fucking own sound and I don't give a fuck.
No, okay, but you don't give a fuck. But I can also imagine sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, internet is a bitch sometimes, right? Man, we can be honest about that.
But look,
for me, you, we are more arrived. We have a certain, we are there for a couple of years, so it's different for us. We can say, dude, fuck you. But I also can imagine that if you are maybe on this level that you're just growing, that you are taking shit carefully sometimes, you know? That you want to be careful a little bit.
But man, yeah, you know.
And I always will say to new kids, don't do that shit. Nah. Always be yourself, because
exactly.
The only way to be noticed by also promoters or whatever is to be different. Yep. But I can understand that and if you're on that level, on that level of breakthrough, right?
Yeah.
So there's a slight possibility it could go to the left or to the right. You know, you're in that zone. I can understand that sometimes, yeah, maybe shit is getting to you, you know?
Yeah, you know, if you make a really... Yeah, now we are working a lot of French core stuff also. Yeah. But I think we want to move a little bit also to different way, you know?
And that's to the be, thing to
that's
do.
The way. That's yeah, the way.
To have
for
more
sure.
options, you know? You know, if you make only one strictly style, you have chains on your arms, you know. It's
yeah.
You know, I learned from my piano teacher, artist is someone that don't give a fuck about the voices. Artist is someone that get the music out from the soul.
Yeah.
That's the point. And, sure. And if it works, okay, you bingo. It's time for bingo. If you're not, you can do something else. But you don't give a fuck. If you feel Frenchcore, you have to do Frenchcore. Even us. If I don't give a fuck to make French, I make something I like. And they also make that, yep. Like the album, I met them and they were producing Frenchcore. But now they make that album and it rocks.
True.
It's done, it's bingo. Yeah,
no, but this is why I asked the question, because a lot of people, they will get let themselves get down by those things on the internet.
Yep.
And this is a powerful message that you guys saying, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's really a great message for the new talents all over the world. Yeah. If you listen to this, look, don't have no boundaries. Just do your fucking stuff.
Yeah, make the music how you feel that shit.
Yeah.
Don't give a fuck about the commercials.
True. And, you know...
And if you want to make Afrojack 2 tomorrow and the day after that, you want to make Rockstar, whatever suits you, whatever you want to do.
It don't give a fuck about fucking internet.
Yeah, internet
sucks.
Look, then I want to know something else, you know, because he had 3 questions. I put in question 2.5 right here, you know.
So it's time for the 10th, for the 9th question.
No problem.
Look, you guys come from Prague, right?
Yeah, sure.
I heard there are some good fucking sex clubs, strip clubs.
We love the podcast.
A lot of bitches. Great bitches, a lot of vodka.
Buddy, I can't wait to play in Prague in June.
I want to play that too, man.
Everybody asking me for that, man.
Big tits, blonde hair, that's what I hear. And they love black people like me. Like, they love it.
But you know, I love to play in Prague because I meet them, not for the rest. I only meet them and then we get fucking wasted.
Yeah, the only way is on stage because this girl is listening, right?
No, really,
without any further ado or delay, you guys are here with a reason and you guys will play some shit, right?
Yeah, sure.
I heard you guys will play 2 numbers. 2 tracks, or you will go live? What are we going live?
They're gonna live.
Yeah, you go do a live show right here.
40 minutes.
We just said
to invite also for some next parties.
Yeah,
I hope the people.
So
like
we delete the third question because they want to listen them for half an hour.
One thing, if people want to book you, how can they book you?
Now we're on electrobooking. Yeah, under
electrobooking.com.
Now starts a little bit change, not about electrobooking, but with booking to Netherlands and.
If you want to book them, you have to write to contact at electrobooking.com.
If you don't remember, go to Hungry Beach Facebook.
Or come to my home and ring on my.
Remember, they're from the beautiful city of Prague.
It's the 17th of October. Yeah, it's the 17th of October. Everybody who is invited to Imagination Festival to Prague.
Yeah,
it will be fucking great, man.
We played there, man. We played there last year, and I came back to my hotel like 5 minutes before my driver called me, and it was fucking wasted. No, please don't bring me back to fucking hell. Really, I was so wasted, man.
My kind of party.
Our kind of, because we are fucking hardcore.
Yeah, you will enjoy a lot, man.
Yeah.
So, buddies, it's time to listen to fucking Hungry Beats from Czech Republic, and they're gonna smash your fucking hairs with a fucking really hard sound.
Well, well, well. Here we are on the Sick Selector with the Sickest Squad, presenting our guest tonight here on Thunderdome Radio.
Thank you.
Tell us what time it is. I was the first one on that dawn shit.
Children of motherfucking core.
We are not weak. We don't forget. We don't forgive. We are not weak. We are strong. We are not one. We are not weak. We are strong. We are not afraid. We are bold. We don't forget. We don't forgive. We are the legion.
Of Core!
We are Children of Core!
We are Children of Core. That's the perfect meaning of the hardcore.
Vodka.
Vodka.
So okay, yeah.
Oh, guys. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Motherfucking beat. But we get the last minute. Then they're gonna switch it off. So don't forget the fucking motherfucking Sick Squad versus Nuskic on Kuhlenberg on the 4th of May.
Oh yeah.
That's gonna be the most fucking insane sick party in your life. So don't forget that fucking party. And thank you guys. Oh, it's always a pleasure to be here with you.
Hey, it's always a pleasure when you are around.
No, buddy, it's always like a family.
Don't ever forget the pasta with snares.
No, we
are always six on my back.
I gotta tattoo that fucking pasta with snare on my fucking leg. So, guys, thank you for everything.
Thanks.
And see you the fucking time, yeah? Next time, yo.
Bye-bye.
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 Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!